Welcome to the Dawn of Intuition. I'm your host, JD Kindred, and this is the time to awaken to a new way of being. Are you feeling an inner call to make the world a better place or to live more joyfully? We each have this inner compass guiding us to our own unique purpose and gifts. As an intuition and empowerment expert, I dare you to take action on that gut feeling or inner knowing. Intuition is simply a muscle that needs to be strengthened. Whether you need it personally or professionally, your intuitive insights create space for new opportunities. Stay tuned with me for tips and tricks on listening to those quiet whispers of wisdom, my next retreat dates, or how to work with me. Are you ready to live the life of your dreams with more joy and ease? The dawn of intuition starts now. Welcome to the Dawn of Intuition. Awaken to a new way of being. My name is JD Dawn Kindred, and I will be your host for this next 30 minutes. I want this to be a time where we'll talk about inspirational stories and some aha moments and hopefully motivate you to lead your life more intuitively. So who am I, and why would you even want to listen to this next 30 minutes with me? Well, I am an entrepreneur, maybe like yourself, and I used to be burnt out, tired, exhausted, working 12-hour days, 7 days a week, really unbalanced and struggling. I had low self-esteem, low self-worth. I was in an emotionally abusive relationship. People see me as confident and relaxed and, you know, really zen. But it's been a journey for me to get here. And if any of my story can help inspire you or, you know, guide you to live with more ease and joy, this is my ultimate goal. So as I mentioned, you know, I was this really entrepreneur for over a decade, working so hard, you know, going almost like against the flow of the river. And when I started to go to meditation retreats and I started to find balance and calm down and go in nature and prioritize self-care, my life drastically changed. I was able to learn to delegate, and I was able to take that time to work on other passion projects. And, you know, I was able to listen to my intuitive guidance so much more. I have this belief that intuition is always there for us, and it's, you know, there to guide us whenever we want to access it. We simply have to quiet our life to be able to listen to that quiet, subtle whisper. So through the more and more of my retreats and finding balance and calm, I was able to access that intuition. Sometimes my intuition spoke a little bit louder than other times. And this is how I have found, you know, my dream home where I am today. It was really from this one moment where I heard, I was in an emotionally abusive relationship, and I heard, leave now. And I had been working, well, trying for over 5 years to leave that relationship. But that message was so loud and so clear that I really, really listened to it. And then I was like, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? And a couple came to mind. So again, I was guided again. Okay, I'm going to reach out and ask them. And many people asked this couple to live with them, and they often said no. But with me, they felt like, yeah, we'll accept JD to live, you know, with us until she finds a new place. Now, I want to let you know that this house that I moved into was actually my dream home. And it was such a dream of mine that I put a picture of their house on my vision board. And my friend at the time said, you know, JD, maybe one day this will be your home. And I giggled, and it was so out of my price range and belief that I could own this house one day. Like, they were a very stable married couple. It was impossible to me to actually think that I would live here one day. And again, my intuition really, you know, spoke quite loudly to me that day, that I took the inspired action And I moved in. And a couple days later, my friend said, you know, JD, my partner and I, we're getting a divorce and you're going to have to you're going to have to find another place. And I couldn't believe it. And then the next day, I was outside and going for a walk and speaking with my mom. And she said, you know, JD, we're looking for investments. Do you have any places, you know, that you know that we could invest in? I said, oh my gosh, like just yesterday, my friend suggested to, you know, well, she said she's moving and they're looking for a real estate broker and that the house is going to be for sale like shortly and it's going to be sold very quickly. And my mom's like, well, let's make an offer. So within a month, my family was here. They were looking at the house. They were negotiating prices. And at the end of the day, I was able to live in my dream home. So this has been 10 years. I've been here literally every day. I take pictures of the view of the lake where I live. I'm so happy to be here. And I'm speaking so much about my home because now this has been a dream of mine for the last 15 years. I'm holding these how to reconnect to your intuition 8-day retreats at my home. So these are retreats full of daily meditation, yoga. There's different types of yoga. I'm a hatha, restorative, and kundalini yoga teacher. I've been doing a little over a decade of these 10-day silent retreats. Annual silent retreats that have really helped me completely change my life. We eat really healthy vegetarian meals. We have time to go hike in the forest every day. And at night, we do board games. We can go, you know, dancing. We go to Nordic spas. It's really like almost like a summer camp for adults who want to reconnect or reset, recharge, but at the same time, have fun, have community. Visit, have authentic relating. Every day there's one-to-one coaching that I offer as well. So this is really an environment that I create for guests to access their intuition because we can all access it if we slow down our life. And sometimes it's important just to leave the busyness, the chaos of our life and move into a space where we can hear that whisper. So sometimes, you know, people see my life now, they see my confidence, they see, you know, how relaxed I am or how joyful I am. But I didn't start like that. Like really, the people who knew me 15 years ago, I was really depressed. I was really angry. I was so anxious. I couldn't sleep at night. You know, I know this struggle. I was burnt out, lacking self-worth. Like I know this struggle. And I know that when I started following my intuition, just this deep, deep confidence set in. I just feel so supported by, I don't know. It's a magic. Where does intuition come from? You know, there's many schools of thought about it, but where does it really come from? And so I feel guided and so my decisions are easier in my life. I flow with more ease. I still have to do uncomfortable things because I feel like our intuition is always wanting us to up level. And so it asks us to really step out of our comfort zone. You know, if we want to get to a new place in our life, we need to step out of our comfort zone. But I've learned to trust that. And it's just intuition gives the step by step by step. And 15 years later, my dream, you know, I had this intuitive insight, almost a vision. I want to have retreats at a lakefront property. At 15 years ago is impossible for to believe that that could be. And then my intuition just gently, step by step by step, led me. And now just last year, I started doing these and people are loving them. And I, you know, really, that's just been so much fun. So I'd love to meet, you know, some of my listeners at my next retreats. This summer in beautiful lakefront property in Canada. So I'm curious though, you know, what in your life, I want you guys to reflect too, you know, is there a similar story you can relate to? I'm curious if where your intuition has led you because we all have a story. We all have a story about intuition. Where have you followed it? Where have you not followed it? A question I love to ask people is, What if you lived 100% intuitively? Where would your life be right now? Would you be in the same relationship? Would you be in the same job, profession? Would you be living in the same place you are now? You know, really close your eyes and think about that. It's a big question. I love this insight that I had yesterday, actually, and it's, we are only one intuitive insight away from changing our life. I want to repeat that. We are only one intuitive insight away from changing our life. Sometimes I think back, what if I didn't listen to that really, you know, firm but calm and neutral leave now? What if I didn't listen to that? I would have been 1 week late. The house would have been up for sale. Maybe someone else would have bought the house. I would have, you know, maybe missed my opportunity for my dream home. Yes, maybe there are other dream homes, but, and I have no idea where my life would be. Maybe I'd be doing retreats somewhere else. I don't know, but I'm truly grateful every day that I followed that intuitive hunch. I use this often in business. The way I met this particular friend was at a networking event. And I heard of this little inner nudge, go become her, you know, become her friend. That's a little bit, you know, embarrassing, but I really have learned to listen to my intuition. So at the end of the networking event, I literally walked over to her and I said, "Do you want to be my friend?" She's like, "Okay." And for 6 months, we developed a nice friendship. And then 6 months later, when I needed to leave that relationship, you know, she was the one I thought of and she was there for me. And literally, it's almost like to the day I moved into this home, I thank her every, I call it like a rebirthday. I call it my rebirthday, actually, because it was just a new time where I stepped into a new way of being. And so that's what I want for all of my listeners. So you may be asking, what exactly is intuition? The Oxford Dictionary defines intuition as the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. And it can happen so quickly that people don't realize it. They had an intuitive insight or they don't value it. Sometimes people think, well, I didn't even finish my question. Well, intuition is so fast, you don't need to finish your question. Sometimes my intuitive answer comes in the middle of the question. But people think, oh, they have to ask the question and then ponder. And it's not that. Intuition is so quick for me. And for often it's for others as well. It's very quick. We don't need to, it's immediate, something immediate. We don't need to consciously reflect on this. Now, intellect is important. I receive intuitive guidance and I don't necessarily jump at everything. I reflect, oh, is this the best move for me maybe at this time? Or, you know, I still use intellect to really decide if this is what I want to pursue or not. But over the years, I have learned to trust it. Now, people often say, well, how do we know when we receive it? Now, there's many ways of receiving intuition. There's 8 common ways, and there's not one that is more important than another. You know, and I want you guys to understand that once you know the way you receive intuition, your confidence will naturally increase. So there's 8 intuitive insight senses, and I'll just, you know, the general, you know, meaning of them, an easy meaning of them is 1, clear seeing. Another is clear knowing, just having a deep sense of knowing. Another is clear feeling. You may feel emotions. 1 is clear hearing. You may hear words. This is where I'm more clear audience. That's clear audience. And I'll hear a message, you know, the names of a book. I'll hear the title or, you know, leave now or do this, or, you know, I get these very clear messages. And it's very different, you know, and over the years, it's hard to trust. It's like, well, is that just my thoughts? But over the years I've learned it's very different. It's a very different, it's very calm, neutral. There's no emotion behind it. There's no judgment behind it. It's almost like this message for me that it's like, oh, wow, I never thought of that before. or, oh, I never thought of that person to help me for that. It's like, oh, when I say, wow, what a brilliant idea. That's not often my ideas. It's my intuition coming in. So again, there's the clear hearing. There can be clear touching. You could touch an object, hold an object, and receive a lot of insight in that. There's clear smelling. You could, you know, you're in a room and you may hear, you may smell a fragrance of a flower, your mother's favorite flower, for example, and that might be a nudge to call her. She may be thinking of you or needing support. There could be clear tasting. Sometimes there's stories where there's actual police detectives, they have a taste in their mouth of almost like a substance, and that helps them figure out, you know, what happened. Or, you know, some chemical or drug that was used in a scene, you know, so there's just so we can receive guidance in so many ways. And again, clear emotions. So I have many courses on this. I actually, you know, I invite you, if you really want to learn more about me and how to hear, you know, read about really this, I have chapters in this in my book. I have audio courses. I have, you know, book clubs to talk about. And I really, if you really want to learn more in depth of how you receive intuition, I invite you to visit my website, which is www.intuitivebusinessconnections.com. There you can see, you know, my books, Intuitive Business Connections. You can see actual retreat dates. There's a whole tab for retreats. I do lots of lives. I have so many videos on YouTube. So again, I encourage you to learn more through my website. But I want to share more of, you know, what I believe intuition is. There's different schools of thought. And one school of thought is that intuition is really almost like cellular memories. It's like our unconscious mind. And when we need to access the information, it comes up and it's there to help us. And that's a beautiful school of thought. It's maybe more scientific. But I come from the other school of thought, that this is more like higher selves, a connection to our divine higher selves. There's this vantage point overlooking our lives and the potential we can live in our lives. And when we really tap into that, because we just have a very tunnel vision of our life. For me personally, I don't make big enough goals for myself. I'm like, oh, this is enough. You know, I have one example that I really love is I was traveling Costa Rica. I love Costa Rica and wanting to build a retreat center. And I was looking for an acre of land, 1 acre, big enough. I can have a retreat, invite people, you know, this is the budget that I can afford. Like everything was just very like, okay, this is more than enough. Who am I to ask for more? You know, those are the things I may say to myself. And then one thing led to another. I was guided somehow, I don't know. I found a piece of land in one of my favorite places in Costa Rica, and it was 42 acres, with two gorgeous waterfalls. One was 60 meters. Another is like a secret waterfall. You have to really hike through the jungle to get to, and that's 30 meters. And I love waterfalls. Like these waterfalls were so powerful. When I went to go look on that land, I just jumped under them. I couldn't help myself. They were so magnetic. So I was walking this land and I received this message that was so shocking to me. And it said, JD, this is our gift to you. Just say yes. And I was like, yes, 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 for sure. Yes. Like, I'm going to make this happen. I don't know how, but I'm going to make this happen. And yeah, I just instantly fell in love, and it was such a strong yes. And I felt the strong yes. I heard the strong yes. Everything was in alignment. And I believe that when things are in flow and synchronicity, you know, that's a really telltale sign that you're living intuitively. So the end of the story is my mom and I did, you know, we became owners of the land. I don't want to say owners. We're stewards of this land. We're there to protect this land. and we're building this retreat center. The most amazing people, you know, manifested, the most amazing notaries, the most amazing permaculturists, the most amazing real estate brokers, literally my new friends, just manifested locally there. Anyways, it just reminds me of how limiting my goals are for myself. I want 1 acre, but my higher self wanted me to work with, let's say, 42 acres. Like, that is enormous to me. So again, if we don't follow our intuition, there's no judgment, there's no shame. There's been many times where I receive intuition, like, I shouldn't work with that person, but my goals are so, I'm so stubborn with my goals, and like, no, I want to grow my business this way. Da, 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 da. And so I push my intuition away. I'm like, let's try. And I lose months. I lose energy. I lose confidence. I lose time, money, it all. I just lose it all, you know? And it's like, it's okay. It didn't kill me. I'm okay. But what would my life have been if I just listened to that little guidance? I wouldn't have had to go through all of that. So yeah, this is just something I really want to remind you of, you know, there's a chapter I write in my book is Infinite Roots. And I believe that we have our destiny, our goal, our highest purpose, but there's many ways to get to that. And, you know, there might be some bumpy roads and a little bit, you know, longer to get there, but we will get there. For me, I want to take the fast track. I want the easiest, most effortless life, and where I could serve the most people. And so I choose to listen to my intuition for that. So, you know, why should we even listen to our intuition? Like, what are the benefits? For me, it's increased confidence in personal and professional decision making. Again, confident, you know, intuition isn't only for women. It's not, yes, it's more in the feminine. You need to be in a receptive surrender to receive intuitive guidance, but you need to still be in your masculine of taking that action. If I just sit and listen to my intuition all day and don't do anything about it, I won't be able to contribute that much. So I need to be able to receive, but also take action in personal and professional decision making. And there's many CEOs and directors who listen to their intuition and they make decisions. They may not call it intuition. You know, they may call it the gut hunt, the gut feeling, or hunches, or it doesn't matter the terms you use. You can use the term that you're most comfortable with. But yeah, I want to just remind you that, I have so much more confidence in my inner guidance, because I know intuition just wants the best for me. So if I follow that, my decision will work out. For me, it's helped me have a lot less stress, worry, anxiety. I have this deep, unshakable trust in my inner compass, because I know it's going to guide me to where I need to be. And then I'm guided to bigger things than my limited mind could ever envision for myself. For example, this Costa Rica land. And I want that for you. I really, really want that for you as well. So yeah, I want to really encourage you to create time in your life, create space in your world to, one, ask questions, ask yourself questions. There's no question too small or too big for intuition and intuitive guidance. It could be as simple as like, oh, what do I need to wear today for my interview? Or who do I need to contact? Or how can I grow my company? Or what does my child need? Like, everything we really ask ourselves, the more we ask, the more answers we will receive. So I find that super, super important. And another thing is, I really want to invite you. I really want to invite you to join me on this retreat, my retreats this summer. I have these 7-day hiking retreats. So it's a hiking, yoga, yoga meditation retreats. So for those who really want to connect more into nature. But then I also have these 8-day reconnect to your intuition retreats. So this includes, again, the daily meditation, yoga. In the afternoons, we do restorative yoga. Restorative yoga is all about conscious. It's the yoga of conscious rest. How, and we actually, as adults and business professionals or moms, we need to practice conscious rest. Hiking in the forest, you know, being on the lake, kayaking on the lake, canoeing on the lake, reading on the dock. I offer one-to-one coaching. So we really look deeply at all the aspects of your life. And you can use intuition for every sphere of your life. It's not just for personal. It's not just professional. You can use intuition for, you know, your physical health. What does your body need right now? It could be for mental. What do I need for my mental health right now? For my spiritual? Like, we can really look at all areas. Social, how can I meet new friends? How can I, you know, everything really can guide us for anything. So we do one-on-one coaching for that as well. And then this year, this is my first year that I'm offering 29-day sanctuary retreats. So this is where you spend almost a month really changing maybe deep-rooted habit patterns. It could be through health, you know, it could be through a daily habit of yoga, meditation. We go at nights, we go to kirtan chanting, which is part of this bhakti yoga. We go dancing. For me, dancing is medicine. I don't want to take pharmaceutical medicines. I want natural medicine as possible. So for me, it's oxygen, being in nature, moving my body, breathing. There's breath work that's healing. You know, there's you know, the healthy food we eat. My mood drastically changes by just the foods I eat. So I really incorporate very simple vegetarian meals and detox smoothies every morning. So I really encourage you to go on my website, look at the tab for retreats, or reach out to me directly to learn more about these wellness retreats this summer in June and July, part of August. So it's only a couple of months. I only have a couple spots. It's very limited. It's just very small groups to make sure it's a really relaxed environment, yet still fun enough to have a kind of like a community family feel. So yes, you can reach out to me for my retreats. I also, again, encourage you to reach out to Intuitive Business Connections to see my books, podcasts, YouTube videos, or contact me for any private coaching. And then also, I'm launching, and, you know, to continue watching this new transformation talk show called The Dawn of Intuition, Awaken to a New Way of Being, which is the first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern. And again, I want to thank you for listening to my story. I believe we're all here for a specific purpose, and our inner compass is really there to really support us on our journey if we slow down and listen. And the more I have, you know, trusted my inner guidance, the more life flows with ease and joy. And I just want that for everyone. And I really want that for you. So thank you again for listening. I really look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn of Intuition. I'm your host, JD Kindred. Tune in every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we learn to listen to that quiet whisper of wisdom from our higher selves. Dare to dream bigger, take inspired action, and live your authentic truth. Live an intuitive life, feeling more joyful and empowered in everything you do. For more tips and tricks, follow me online at www.intuitivebusinessconnections.com.